Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways. Got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had to then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we ain't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey. Guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
.904 New York City, 604 out there on the West Coast. What's going on, everybody? Hip Hop Informer, that dude TM, coming to you live out of Atlanta. It's Money Mondays, that's what we call it. Hey, listen, tonight's topic, interesting one. We're talking about Norfolk City treasurer indicted on federal charges. Norfolk City treasurer indicted on federal charges. All over the news, this one is near and dear to my heart, because I actually know of the individual. You know, he is a high school graduate of Lake Taylor High School, Norfolk. Kind of came up in the political ranks. We're talking about a hometown, I'm going to say hero to a certain degree, now indicted. He is a former mayor former vice mayor and current city treasurer. We're going to talk about this because it's not as cut and dry as it sounds. It's 9:05 coming to you live out of Atlanta. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, giving us hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, happy Money Monday to everybody.
Hey, baby.
What up? Hey, we had a crazy fun Top Golf. Big up, Bobby John, Top Golf.
Yes, Top Golf is lit.
Saturday night.
Listen, and I learned that Top Golf or golf, regular golf period, is nothing like Wee Golf. In Wee Golf,
nothing like.
In regular golf or Top Golf, I am digging up parts of the green with my 9-iron or whatever it was that I was hitting the ball with. So yeah, I got a long way to go.
Check out Top Golf if you have not. If it's not in a city, it's coming to a city near you. It was real dope. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Boston. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Good afternoon in the morning time. Chilling. Happy to be alive. Yay.
What's going on in Charlotte? CIAA
coming
up in Charlotte.
CIAA is coming up. KRS-One was here on Saturday. I had the pleasure of checking that out and getting my little VIP status on, you know, how I do.
Mm-hmm.
My
Word.
Handicap
that's
ass,
cool.
Yes. I'll tell you about that later, though. That wasn't impressive.
You didn't go up in there on crutches, did you? Hey, you know what?
Save it.
We'll be back. Let's go up the coast. All the way down to the DMV. Give it up. St. James, if you say that. Welcome, bro. What up?
Yo, what up, man? What up?
Same
old. Raining out here, so it's trying to melt all of the snow. The thaw out is real out here right now.
Yo, had it.
Okay. Y'all need it.
We got hit, yo.
That's crazy that you still have snow around. That's bananas.
Son, it's not, yo, 30 inches of snow ain't going nowhere no time soon. If it didn't have this rain, if it was still regular January temperatures, this snow would melt to probably March sometime, yo.
Yeah, for real. And it depends on how much you're in the sun, like how much, you know, sun the area gets. Because I know, like, over here in Charlotte, the east side cleared up way faster than, like, the northwest side. Because we get the sun the most over here. Yeah. Okay. Holler.
Hey, let's keep this moving so we can come back, jump right into it. Tonight's topic, again, we're talking about Anthony Burford. He's the current Norfolk City treasurer, indicted on federal charges. He says he's not leaving his job, he's not stepping down, and he's not guilty. We're going to get into it, and we're going to talk about what's going on out there in Iowa with the president.
Yeah.
You're inside the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. It's an honor to be here.
Real friends, how many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest trust issues? Switch up the number, I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. The church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the f*** doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want those tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserved on a
word on the streets, just ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserved on a talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you've been nothing but a friend to me.
Thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. Funny, I ain't spoke to for centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. Bank billers, they pretend to be looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reals, to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when it text you like, what's up, man? Hope you good. You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was so I'm paid that $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Eh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
PM here in Itty Bitty Plant City on the East Coast in Tampa Bay. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman Radio, live in the Social Lab, joined by the General, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Dave James. Discussing the Norfolk City Treasurer, Anthony Burfoot, who has been indicted on federal felony charges. Ooh, that's a mouthful.
Can I ask this out the gate? Does anyone think this is a freaking conspiracy?
I mean, in Norfolk,
because
it's
the white
really
people have been doing it
say.
For years.
It's really hard.
No,
to
the
say.
White people have been doing it for years, and now they're going
to
throw that one under the bus.
We can't do the same thing white people do. It doesn't make it right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. But that's a lot of money.
I didn't say it was right.
About. $71 million, that's a lot of money. Ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Right. But, I mean, would he really just be standing that? I mean, from what I knew of him, of Mr. Burfoot, he was up front. He was for the community. And he was. When you said hero, TM, you were right. Because at one point he was looked at, you know, as a hero. As we got somebody in office now that cares about, you know, our communities and not just taking care of the, you know, Caucasian part of the communities, you know.
So,
but it does come down to politics.
Let's do this. Let's pause and step back for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we jumped right into the profile of Anthony Burfoot. Well, maybe we did not, jump right into the profile of Anthony Burfoot. Again, Norfolk City Treasurer Anthony Burfoot, he actually became Vice Mayor back in 2007. But before that, he was actually over Ward 3 back in 2002. That's how he was introduced into politics. A very unfortunate situation because he's been indicted on 8 federal charges. Many, charges that really we don't hear about too often. And it's because it has everything to do with public office. But this is about, you know, pretty much kickbacks, just to keep it simple. You know, almost $500,000 in kickbacks while serving on, you know, the city council. And this is the deal. Often we are tempted and we think that nobody's watching. And this is the bottom line. Anytime in business, specifically in public office, there's always a paper trail. Somebody's always watching, right?
Right.
And so CeeLo started off, she says, white people have been doing it for years. That's just like saying, you know, they did it, so why are you messing with me? Get out of here. Get out of here.
No.
If you jump off the bridge, if my friend jumps off the bridge, am I expected to jump with him? Hell no, let's be clear. Save, if you jump, I'm not jumping with you. Let me let you know right now.
Me neither,
well,
and I can
swim. You ain't got to worry about that.
I'll jump with y'all.
So,
don't worry, because
nope.
We're going to make it out of this.
guess what? We'll make sure
you
are put away with respect.
Exactly. It's too many rocks down there underneath that bridge.
Absolutely.
I think my chubbiness will help me.
We have a lot of listeners in the city of Norfolk, in the state of Virginia. Listen, we want to hear from you tonight. Weigh in, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Anthony Burford graduated from Lake Taylor High School. My mother graduated from Lake Taylor High School. I know a lot about Norfolk. I know a lot about Lake Taylor. And this is what I'll say, regardless of what has been done, because people make mistakes, Anthony Burford is a leader.
Oh, yeah.
He's a leader, and he's done a lot of positive things in the city of Norfolk. What people must understand is right now the political landscape is real. The city of Norfolk, there is opposition against Mr. Burford, who is also running for the office of treasurer. There's a lot of people who feels like and have felt like he should have never been in that position in the first place.
You
know how grimy it can get politically. Listen, everybody is proven, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And if you can think about what just happened to Bill Cosby, you shouldn't be too quick to come to a conclusion, oh, so you think. Listen, it's 9:17. Be right back. We'll keep the conversation going. You're inside the social lab. See you, Mom, on radio. We'll be back.
Love you for the night.
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend ain't talking about nothing. She told me don't get an intro. She was sneaking through the back door. She came to see me in the band though. 100 on the chain, 30 on the watch. She want a dope boy that'll take her to the top.
She wanna get high up in the nighttime. She gon' let me lick the pussy when the lights down. Baby, you need to f*** with a real n***. Stop wasting your time with them. Yeah, baby. If you let me lick it, I'ma kiss it, I'ma darling like that.
When I pull up to the club, see the horses on the car, what's up? I'm a tramp, nigga, all I know is stacking.
Yeah,
hit the plug up, think it right at it.
Yeah,
put the drugs up, put the man shopping.
Yeah,
they know that I'm up now.
Up now.
You know, I don't give a fuck now. You can tell me what it's worth now. You can get the fun now. Zoo gang, get them drugged out. Memories, what it was now.
Yeah.
I just let the club now. Man, I swear she had me bugged now. We f***ing on the rush
now.
Yeah, baby.
If you let me lick it, I'ma kiss it, I'ma darling like her, baby.
you flex and drop a bomb in that. I pour a bow in a cruiser. I got a section full of and team with
yeah.
I see the look in her face. I see her taking the Molly one in the whole thing. Yeah, white girl, got that cocaine. We be smoking California, call it propane. Lamborghinis and Ferraris when we switch lanes. And you taught me karate, how I kick game. Know I got my nickname from a gang. I'ma take your girl for good time.
They gon' hate on me.
Yeah, cause they girl gon' leave.
She gon' ride it for me.
Stop wasting your time with. Yeah, baby. If you let me lick it, I'ma kiss it, I'ma doll it like. Yeah, baby. Ooh, yeah, baby. Ooh, yeah, baby.
I'm out here in the DMV, D.C. area. It's your boy, Save James. You're tuned into the baddest radio station program in the world, Tim Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab. They are Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, and Tim Hyman. We are talking about some funny money going on inside the city of Norfolk right now. Back to your regular scheduled program, Wavy 10 News Style. We're going to go to the
phone line.
Hey, man. Hey, this is some Hampton Roads special right here, B. You know what I mean? Hampton Roads finest right now. We're going to go to the phone. We got a caller on the line that may be able to give us some more insight on the situation. And if not, I'm pretty sure they'll give some good perspective on what's going on with it and how it's affecting the community at the roots of it all. CeeLo, what was the gentleman's name again?
It should be James.
James.
Calling out of Virginia.
Out of Virginia. Are you with us, brother?
No. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. I'm with you.
All right, then. What's your take on it? What you got? Yeah, what you got?
Well,
my take on it is,
you know, Anthony Burford. I remember in the beginning of his career, he did do some good things out in the community. There was a pool hall over in the Norview section of Norfolk that was a blight known as Sugar Shooters, where a lot of thugs, gangsters hung out. And there was really a lot that people were trying to do about, you know, getting rid of this. And he was very influential in that movement to help clean up the neighborhood by getting that place shut down and rezoned after a fire or whatever so that they couldn't rebuild it, and quite a few other things to try to help, you know, slow down crime and actually bring a little bit more economic prosperity to the black community in Norfolk, to which Norfolk historically has politically always been controlled by what's known as the West End, which is what would be called Ghent or Hampton Boulevard over near ODU area. These people tend to be a little bit more politically active. Even when Norfolk was predominantly black back in the 80s, they still dominated the political control simply because they participate a lot more in the process. So the thing that's really going on in Norfolk is there's a miseducation or a limited education or a lack of concern or care or actual desire to participate in the political process, and that leaves communities, the black community, at a complete disadvantage. That's why, you know, the roads get overlooked, and someone like Anthony Burford will have little to no support. Right now he's got the NAACP president, or former NAACP president, who I believe might also be trying to run for the office of mayor. And you have to look at that. The political structure would suggest if you're a black man and you're trying to get into the office of mayor, you would want to have some other people within the system already to align yourself with to try to strengthen your position if you're really about bringing an advancement to the black community in Norfolk. But it really seems that each one of these individuals is out for their own gain. So helping to tear Anthony Burford down increases their alliances with the West Side, which they look forward themselves to getting more power, and money. That's what this political game seems to be more about. And what we were talking about earlier as far as what white people do, well, America is an experiment in white people sticking together against every other race in America. That's what it is in actuality. What we have going on in America in the legal system is called white privilege. A lot of people don't understand. It's not just in the legal system. It's across the board in your colleges and your credit rating. There's a thing called white privilege that happens. That's the reason why we even had affirmative action, was to try to level out the playing field, give us a few points so that we could catch up. Even with affirmative action, white people still receive about 100 more points on these different scales and criteria when we're evaluating different applications to get into different colleges, to get credit, to get different loans and things of that nature. So when you consider what's going on, no, he really didn't do anything different than anybody else. Paul Frame and other people have dominated over the years the office of mayor, where their background is rich. They have extremely large inheritances. They have foundations. Their names are on different buildings and, you know what I mean, different things going on around the whole city. So for them to take a job that only pays $20,000, $30,000 a year, you know what I mean, it's obviously something wrong with that. They're obviously receiving more of a benefit to want to hold on to that than just the money that you see that they're offering to pay in compensation for being the mayor. So the opportunities have always been taken advantage of. That's just that comes with the job, and it doesn't matter if there's a white man tapping on your shoulder. Listen, the difference is when the white man taps on your shoulder and he benefits, you might not have any problem.
Let me say this though, James, not to cut you off, but I think you make a great point, right? But I want to clarify what I think is a misconception. I think in business, right, specifically when you are in public office, it's nothing wrong with establishing partnerships. There's nothing wrong with having your own business. There are a lot of business people who become council people and who become governors. The governor, you know, is a business owner. There's nothing wrong with the councilman being a business owner. I think Paul Riddick is a prime example of a businessman, a business owner who's also a councilman. You can benefit as a businessman, but this is the issue. You have to keep it all public, though. You have to let people know. And I think sometimes we try to play the game and we don't know all the rules. There's rules to the game. Regardless of what game you play, there's rules to the game. Let's do this. Let's pause for the calls. We'll come right back. Interesting conversation. And coming up later in the show, we got sports coming live out of B&B with St. James. James coming live out of Hampton Roads. We're talking about Norfolk City treasurer indicted on federal charges. It's the Social Lab. Team Hum Radio. We'll be right back.
Maybach music.
I'm Millie rocking, I'm Diddy bopping, my flow dumb. Any mini knockers make them say like Super Shocker. Take your girl and give her Fendi Prada. Now you finna go to Benny Hunter. Ambition never rider. Pay attention to your daughter. You the son and I'm the father. Put your chick up in designer. Hit it, now that booty fatter. Damn, bird done made it. I heard he working with my daughter. Guess I won't fill a vein till I'm humping a Rihanna. Watch how I kill a game when I hit it with the album. I'ma hit it with another one, but the car DJ got it. Javier, my raw speed, couple cars in the salad. Act love, get turned up. You know why we want it.
I'm Millie Rock on any block. 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 In my polo tee, my polo socks. On top of cars, my face hot. I'm Millie Rock on that Gates block.
They got me on the explore page. I've been Millie rocking for 4 days. Nah, we don't battle, I never, man. We just Millie rocking, we hella bent. I'm smoking weed, I'm counting cash. I'm Millie rocking on Patch and Nav. First arms up and left and right. Then MJ, get out my sight. I bust a dance, just hit me up. That drink strong, I mix it up. We hopping out and we hitting it. On any block, rock Millicent. I'm Millie Rock on any block. 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 I'm Millie Rock on any block.
I'm the talking that's all the top. Ankle monitor over my sock. Black market, that's all we got. Christmas time, gift wrapping block. Sway Yeezy, rainy day I flouse. 808 talk breaks with boss. Last name and I say the biggest. You falling off like Phillip Rivers. That bitch like I'm Cam Newton. Damn. Flex harder than Lex Luger. Damn. My card and my set roof. Damn. I've been rich and your been nudist. Damn. Her eyelash and her weed long. Damn. My moose ain't 20 feet long. Damn. My tip short is match stick. Damn. I burn it down that quick. Damn.
I'm Millie Rock on any block. 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 I'm Millie Rock on any block.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was 2 Millie featuring ASAP Ferg and Rick Ross. I love that song. I'm Millie Rock on any block. Yes, you are in the social lab with the crew, Mr. Hyman, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston. Yes. And tonight we are talking about the Norfolk City Treasurer, Mr. Burfoot, who was indicted on federal charges. Now, this is near and dear to us because this is where we're from. So, before we went to break, Mr. James, calling out of Virginia, you were giving your perspective on it. You want to finish up with your thought of what you were saying? Wait, I guess I should let you talk. And then, yeah. And so we're going to try that again, James.
Tim brought up a good point as far as their rules to this game, but I mean, unfortunately, as a black person, we don't have the same kind of benefit that a white person has in this scenario. I don't care if you're playing by the rules or not. The fact is, let's take, for example, other business owners that are on city council, such as Connolly Phillips, that has a car dealership. You know, if you notice how car dealerships dominate Virginia Beach Boulevard all the way up and down, and, you know, you get to certain sections of Virginia Beach, and there seems to be friction about the light rail coming down past a certain point. Well,
yeah.
You know, being that they sell so many cars out here, and that seems to be a very big market out here in this region of Virginia, well, when you think the people sitting on council influence some of these thoughts as to how it gets held up and how when you hit Virginia Beach, the tracks that lead all the way to the ocean front have already been covered up so the cars can pass more smoothly around.
Absolutely.
The bus lines don't reach past a certain point of Virginia Beach. I mean,
we are apathetic. You said we do not participate. Therefore, the parts of our community where we want to see things happen it don't go that way because our voice has not been heard.
Hold on. There's another issue that's very prevalent out here in this area, too. The word is disenfranchisement, and it happens to a majority of these young black people before, as soon as you get to be the age where you can vote, also seems to be the age that you can be disenfranchised. So once you've had your voting rights is limited, restricted, taken away, where you have to first fight hard in order to be recognized as a participant in the system, you know, over things that, that really white people participate in at an exceedingly high rate as far as drug use, drug sales, and that whole racket. But 3 out of 4 in jail right now for these crimes are African-American blacks.
I'm going to say this right here. You just said those disenfranchised people. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a part of that segment.
Yeah, okay.
I can say we are us,
but it's not all of us.
Right.
You know,
right, like Bob Johnson might not fall into that.
It's very intentional if you look at the way that it is, how a white man can get caught with 3/4 pounds of marijuana bagged up, and he can get, you know, first offender status. Then the second time he gets caught with it, they can find a way to reduce his charges, make it a misdemeanor. But you let a young black man get caught with both. Anything over a 0.5 ounce, and if it's bagged up in, let's say, 20 dime bags or something, you know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, he's going to face some time and some charges as a possession with intent to distribute. On the other hand, you know, from
right.
Only
his first
America. Only in America, James. Only in America. Hey, brother. Hey, we appreciate, man, your perspective, and every time you chime in, is real talk, you know what I'm saying? Real times, real people. Hey, we appreciate it, bro. Hey, stand
Absolutely.
By for us, James. It's 9:38, folks. 9:38. Go ahead, Zito.
9:37,
I'm sorry. 9:37. You about to say something?
No. I thought we also just playing music.
Hey, we'll be right back with the sports report.
Playing that funky music.
We'll be back.
Yes, soon.
Welcome to the world famous Sports Night. My name is Green Brown. Now I own this motherfucker. We got something special for y'all this evening. We got Biggie.
I know we don't treat you like I treat you. Time to explain your game to see through. Sex is lethal. I ain't gonna lie. Means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl sucked another, y'all. Light skin with the chrome down six, y'all. Thought they was creeping. So trips to VA every third weekend. While you were sleeping, he hit you on the box. 69 cold nonstop. Should've left you then, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the vows, means to be trial. Way I hid go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you would do the right thing. Then things got frightening. Peeped the scene, sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you to be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend with the next nigga. Ask my man Jigga, my ace boom coon. Told me cut the bitch off for this balloon. Now I'm like Brandy sitting in my room. Pissy drunk listening to stylistic tunes. Or the OJs, thinking about the old days. My like them. Go play, baller. If she beat you, don't call her. Guess who I seen that freak caller? She was asking about your whereabouts. It's a digit. No, you can wear that out. Tear that out the brain. The game's so tight, you be off in the night. Feel me?
But I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're dreaming. Maybe I'm dreaming.
All right. They say liquid means fall. Gunshot means rewind. To reload your carbine.
I know we don't treat you like I treat you. Time to explain your game is see-through. Sex is lethal. I ain't gonna lie. Means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl sucked another, y'all. Light skin with the chromed out six, y'all. Thought they was creeping. To Crystal VA every third weekend. While you were sleeping, he hit you on the box. 69 cold nonstop. Should've left it in, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the vows means to be trial. Way I hid go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you would do the right thing. Then things got frightening. People seen, sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you to be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend it the next day. Ask my man Jigger, my 8-room coon told me cut the bitch off for this balloon. Now I'm like Brandy, sitting in my room, pissing drunk, listening to stylistic tunes. For the OJs, taking out the old days. My like that, go play, baller. If she beat you, don't call her. Guess who I seen that freak caller. She was asking about your whereabouts. It's digits, you know you can wear that out. Tear that out the frame. The game's so tight, we be off in the night. You know what I mean?
Well, TM Hyman Radio Live, it's 9:41 p.m. You are listening to the Social Lab. And tonight we've just been talking about the Norfolk City Treasurer who had been indicted on federal charges. So thank you guys for joining us. But before we go any further, we have our sports segment with Mr. Sabe James coming out of the DMV.
Hey, Jeannie, you got my sports music? He was working on this. Behind the scenes.
That was way better. That was a great timing.
That was better. That was way
thank
better
you.
Than the last time, yo.
Thank you,
we,
thank you.
We sharp like some stinking cheddar right now. Yeah, there you go. Yo, we're going to first start. It was a big weekend in sports. We're going to first start off with tennis. The Joker, Novak Djokovic, beats Andy Murray in straight sets to win the Aussie Open, Australian Open. Serena takes second place following shaky serves and poor net play against Angelique Kerber. And this is actually the second time, if I'm not mistaken, that she lost to Miss Kerber in tournament play. So I don't know if you guys want to, you know, try to get a leg up on Serena, study the tape, even though it may not work all the time because she's still the baddest one out there. So don't get it twisted. Don't, you know, let's keep things in proper perspective. NFL. Terrell Owens, T.O., has been considered for the Hall of Fame. He's going to get his he's a first-round, first-ballot nominee, and he's going to get his determination of what's going to happen this Saturday before the Super Bowl is played. Again, Super Bowl 50 is looking to be played this Sunday. Carolina Panthers versus
yeah.
Broncos. It's going to be a big game. A lot of hype surrounding this game. It's going to be Peyton's last hoorah. It's going to be Cam's coming-out party. And all of the negativity and the hate that's following Cam over the past football season is going to come to a final culmination point this Sunday to see if he's worth all the hype and if all the negative shade has been done in misfortune in his favor.
I hope
Saint
he doesn't
Louis
wear
Rams
those
coach.
Ugly Versace pants anymore, and I'm done.
Yo,
oh, my God, I have to
yo. He really needs
wow.
to go jump off the roof with those pants. Be
he
like
needs
real
a
camp.
New stylist. Ain't
yo, that's not popping. It is not popping. That's all I got to say. Not a fan, homie. St. Louis Rams scoffs at T.O.'s ballot into the Hall of Fame. But you cannot argue with the numbers because the numbers don't lie. This dude is like fifth in total receptions. I want to say third in total touchdowns. I mean, you really can't argue with the numbers. You know, he's in top 10 of every major statistical category when it comes to receivers. So only thing he has a knock against him is no ring and his conduct, which was detrimental to most of the teams that he played on as he retired of the organization. But not to say that there aren't some NFL folks out there like Michael Irvin who didn't have a checkered history and Deion Sanders that didn't have a checkered history that also made the Hall of Fame. Let's not forget. Calvin Johnson retires after 10 years playing with the Detroit Lions. This is a recurring theme with a lot of box office athletes that play for the Lions over a course of years without seeing any major progress, i.e. Barry Sanders. Let's not forget, Sanders was at the peak of his career when he decided to call it quits. This is a recurring theme. Lions, your organization needs to get it together. Figure out how to keep your big-time players happy. Build around them. Give them a reason to keep playing. Johnny Manziel, also in the news again. Cleveland, the city of Cleveland is growing tired of him. They have started a Twitter campaign to not talk about Johnny for the month of February, Saturday night, early Sunday morning. He was the end of an alleged assault charge in his suburban Texas neighborhood that sent the police on a search for him through helicopter and ground patrol because the young lady was fearful of hers and his welfare.
Wow.
The dude is really falling off the deep end of the cliff right now, man, and it's not a good setup for him. I think the NFL is going to come to some kind of some misconduct policies in collaboration with the Cleveland Browns and make him sit down, feel like they did Josh Gordon for conduct detrimental to the team and to the NFL shield. We hope the best for Mr. Manziel, but as of right now, it's not looking good for him. NBA news, the full play of the games tonight. Cavs just topped the Pacers in overtime, 111-106. The Pistons just beat the Nets, Brooklyn Nets, 105-100. The Mavericks are losing to the Hawks in the third quarter, 79-66. The Grizzlies are tied with the Pelicans in the fourth quarter, 79-79. Wizards are losing big to the Thunder at the start of the fourth quarter, 92-76. Magic are losing to the Spurs, 52-44. In the third quarter, Raptors are down to the Nuggets by one in the middle of the second quarter, 34-33. The Bulls are losing to the Jazz, 34-31. Y'all better get it together, Chicago. You're acting like you ain't got no identity out there. And the Bucks have yet to tip off against the Kings. They play at 10 o'clock p.m. tonight on NBA TV. And this will conclude your sports report for the evening of February 1st. Happy Black History Month to everybody. Do your research and do your knowledge on your history. Learn about us more than what they will tell you in the tabloids and in the books. Is it safe, James? Not at all. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love that. Thank you for that sports segment. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Iowa caucus results coming up. Cruz is shocking them.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Talking robots.
Live Iowa results. We'll be right back. A 947 Social Lab GMOM Radio. A crew
knock the hair out.
Right.
Knock the hair out.
My siblings. Way up my siblings. Way up my siblings.
Straight. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. A vacay, I feel better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty, but don't get no dap to me now. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, it's what it had to be. This is LA night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the push the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
look,
feel flat.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two f's about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my front of six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. for now. That don't really do shit, that's where y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing it.
Man.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Since the truth keep me traumatized, they try and compromise my kind of size. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Tryin' see to, tryin' show do. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardos, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. In the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
9:52 on the East Coast, 6:52 on the West Coast. That's your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Listen, this what is the hoopla about Iowa? For those who do not know, why Iowa is so important and why there's always such significance about the voters out in Iowa is because it's the first electoral contest really on the calendar. It's the first state that actually kind of weighs in, which typically predicts, you know, Iowa predicted Obama would be president. Obama became president. You know, that was my most recent I think real concentration on Iowa, if you will. And we're going to check in at the CNN Electoral Center for 2016. And listen, the poll results are shifting. And on the Republican side, 60% of the vote is in, and it has changed. When we checked in right before the 9 o'clock hour, Trump was in the lead. Now, the Republicans of the state of Iowa has Cruz at 28%, Trump at 25% of the vote, and Rubio coming in at 22% of the vote. Rubio was at 16% when we first checked in to the CNN Electoral Center at right before the 9 o'clock hour. It's also very tight for the Democrats out in Iowa. Bernie Sanders shocking them, and he's gone up 1 point since we checked in about 10 minutes ago. Hillary Clinton at 51%, Bernie Sanders at 49%. When we first checked in, Bernie was at 47%, Hillary was at 53%. It has shifted, and is game on. What do y'all think about that?
Wow, that margin of error is like so, it's like paper thin almost.
69% of the vote in for Democrats, only 60% of the vote in for Republicans. Rubio shocking them, but I think we all assumed Trump would be on top, and I think his move the other night with Fox hurt him more than helped him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that showed definitely that he cannot work under pressure. Well, that's what it makes it seem like. Because he may be looking at it like, oh, I'm not going to go stand in front of them for them to ask me the same type of questions they asked before. But then it's like you can't handle a woman asking you about words that you said out of your mouth that you meant.
Right. Yeah, he's a boss. He shouldn't have been moved. He's a boss.
But, you know, they say his, I mean, and this is what I've been seeing, like, especially in the business news, is that his businesses are taking a hit because of this political run.
You know what kind of stuff he's been spewing? The stuff he's been saying over the past couple months?
Right.
He shows his natural white, his lily white. He shows
that. That's what I'm saying. Come on, man. The stuff he's been talking over the past couple months about everybody else, who's been probably patronizing his business that he act like he had no regard for, is rightfully so.
No regard at all.
No,
no
regard.
Regard
for anybody's emotions, anybody's feelings, anybody's...
He never did.
That's
so, a, you know, no, my thing was he never showed that in the first place. So why would anyone expect him to be any different than he is on his own show?
The fact is, I'm trying to make is that he actually went that far to show his hand. We understand that there was a connotation around, there was a cloud hanging over, did he, or, you know, that he probably doesn't really care about whatever. But the fact that he showed his hand, you know what I mean?
Huh.
Come on.
He doesn't care about
anything
except money.
That's all.
Money, power, and there's no respect anywhere. So,
nowhere
but then
else.
My question is this, when is it that the Republican Party has no choice but to select a candidate? Who do you think they're going to choose? I mean, I know not Trump.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah, I know not Trump.
They already came out and said they wouldn't have nobody like him representing their candidate.
I think the establishment's favorite is Rubio, to be honest. But I think Cruz has an opportunity to Trump, if you will, and become the nominee.
Now, those are two Hispanic last names, ain't it?
They are.
Yeah, they're both foreigners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One was born
Trump
in Canada, and the other one was born here, wasn't he?
But my point is this, though.
Parents are immigrants.
The point is this. That's what I'm saying. This is a total contradictory to what this Trump dude has been spewing against. About this current president. Dig what I'm saying? And then he got two people within his same faction of political ideals that's actually leaving the polls. Another origin of dissent. I just find that ironic. That, you know, you take that how you want to.
75% of the Republican vote in Iowa. 63% of the vote in for Democrats in Iowa. The first electoral contest on the calendar, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to be game on for the 2016 electoral presidential run. Wow.
Has
it
crazy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know they were campaigning there, but are they going to do the same thing that the Republicans are doing tonight?
Yeah, they're there now.
Oh, they're all doing it. Okay.
They're all in Iowa, my friend.
I was confused with that one. I was thinking it was one party and not the other. I don't know why, but yeah.
We know.
Hey, yeah,
back
from
the FDR rule, man. You know what I'm saying? This man needs a third term.
Oh, I would love it. But yes, we'll be back on Wednesday. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. And until next time.
Good night,
CM Hyman
Radio
Live.
Hey,
well, yo,
talk radio show. Real talk.
CM Hyman Live, talk radio show. see him, 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 see him,